If I saw one police car yesterday, I saw 100. We were driving up from the Bay Area, and it appeared that every couple of miles on the 101, there was a cop sitting and watching, or actually in the process of harassing or arresting someone. The same was true in Ukiah, 253, and Boonville, and the 128. Even though I wasn't doing anything wrong, I had that uncomfortable feeling that I was going to get in trouble any minute. Know what I mean? It feels like there's somebody always watching. They are. It's the age of surveillance. Surveillance comes from the French, and it means watching over. I wish it were that benign. For we watch over our grandchildren when they are close to the water's edge or climbing on the monkey bars. I certainly wouldn't say they're under our surveillance, but I'm not in France. Surveillance is a huge business right now. There are thousands of cameras mounted in cities and towns all over the country. In the UK, there are more cameras than there are citizens. In fact, George Orwell's house is surrounded by 32 cameras. Don't you just love the irony? He's dead, but still, Big Brother is watching. Yes, they are watching us, but not with the benevolent eyes of grandmothers, but with the prying, invasive eyes of officials waiting to detain, question, and invade our privacy. We have practically given them carte blanche to do this in the form of our social networking. We generously divulge our family's faces, habits, whereabouts, in our innocence, and believe that only our friends are being informed, but in our heart of hearts we know this is public space and whatever we post is permanent, indelible ink.
No more bondage, no more political monsters, no more secret space launches, government departments.
They are listening to us as well. Remember Hepting versus AT&T? This was a class action lawsuit filed in 2006 by the Electronic Frontier Foundation against AT&T, in which the EFF alleged that AT&T permitted and assisted a national security agency in unlawfully monitoring the communications of the AT&T customers, businesses, and third parties whose communications were routed through AT&T's network and internet. But the case was dismissed, and to this day, if AT&T and the NSA consider us suspects, they have warrantless access to our daytime and nocturnal transmissions. In the beginning of our democracy, we were protected by the Bill of Rights and the Fourth Amendment, which guards against unreasonable searches and seizures, along with requiring any warrant to be judicially sanctioned and supported by probable cause. But this lofty ideal has been whittled away ever so diligently by our previous presidents, including Jimmy Carter, and the current one has done nothing to restore privacy in any way. Privacy is a thing of the past, especially at airports. Not only does the TSA rifle through our sex toys, prescriptions, and jewelry in our luggage, but now they have the right to look through our clothes, under our underwear, and even through our skin. At this point, we still have the option to opt out, but that gets you a public molestation, which is humiliating and ineffective. Take me, for instance. I have extremely large breasts, and although I've been felt up a number of times by TSA agents, they never really get under them. Let's say it's modesty or ignorance about how much storage space is available to me. I know that if I want to smuggle a small child on the plane, I could. But here's my point. Flying in a plane, using a social network, or texting on a cell phone is a choice that some of us make in spite of the risk. But when it comes to installation of smart meters, it appears we have no choice. It is the intention of PG&E as an agent of the PUC, with the help of a company known as Wellington, to install smart meters against the will of the people in California, and in our case, in direct violation of the decision of the Mendocino Board of Supervisors to ban these meters. In fact, it is also in violation of the precautionary principle that, as a county, we also put into effect, especially when it comes to health threats, the kind that have been documented in coordination with the installation of electronic smart meters. These meters are designed to hook up to our smart appliances. Yes, the ones I bought thinking I was being responsible and more energy efficient. Yet, it was all a precursor to this. Smart meters use a remote electromagnetic frequency that zaps our nervous systems and watches over our appliances and electric usage, reporting back to PG&E information about our private lives. On the other hand, with all our nifty devices, we are watching them too. We are recording, downloading, sharing, organizing, and getting our communities and attorneys in gear. Just watch us. This is Sherry Glazer Love. For more information, go to my website, sherryglazer.net.
And the people don't never get justice, and the women don't never get respected, and the problems don't never get solved, and the jobs don't never pay enough, so the rent always be late. Can you relate? We living in a police state.